It's time for the Newsmax Daily from Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now, here's your host, Rob Carson.
Did you watch Joe Biden's State of Confusion speech last night? My goodness, what a glorious speech it was. And for the life of me, I could only find one person this morning who thought it was good, and that was avowed communist Van Jones. Van Jones said, Uncle Joe's back, which, you know, a lot of the times, I'm sure at Biden family gatherings and stuff, when Joe goes out for ice cream and he comes back, all the kids say that. Hey, Uncle Joe's back. All right, everybody, hide. Anyway, welcome to the show. I did watch Joe Biden's speech, so you didn't have to. And so we're going to talk about some of the things he said last night, some of the things he tried to say last night, the response. And listen, I know you're not here to hear Joe Biden speak. You're here to hear me speak. So let me just say that for those of you who said, well, why the heck would I want to hear a Joe Biden speech? It's not about Joe Biden's speech. It's about how I'm going to shred him into little bitty pieces, just like the paper shredder right over there in my immediate studio right in front of me. So we're going to get to all of that last night. Of course, there was a miracle healing last night. It was instead of a faith healing, it was actually a no faith healing. Somehow, for some reason, Joe Biden, who is an elderly man, by the way, I don't know if you knew this, he's 79 years old. He's 79 years old, and he didn't have to wear a mask last night. He was hugging people and everything. He was back. It was almost like there were a bunch of women there, you know, who were, you know, on the campaign trail, and he was, you know, grabbing them, sniffing their hair and stuff, and kissing them and stuff. Maybe there was no concern about a 79-year-old man who clearly is having some mental issues. It was quite remarkable. It really was. It was quite remarkable that there were no masks needed last night. It just, how did that happen? It waited until Joe Biden's address last night. Of course, Jen Psaki said that that it wasn't because of the State of the Union address. It was because of data from the CDC, which has been wrong about half the time. But suddenly, out of nowhere, there were no masks required, no masks whatsoever. I'll get to that in just a moment. But the line of the night for me, and I've said this before, excuse me, I've said this before, Joe Biden has caused the American people and our country to suffer indignities and humiliations. One of the biggest ones was the Afghanistan withdrawal. Another one is the assault at our southern border. And Americans have been screaming about the southern border for a year now. Hundreds and thousands of people talking about this. Kamala Harris was put in charge as the border czar, has not been to our southern border. She went to, like, you know, 1,000 miles west of the problem as she was going home to Berkeley, to her home. She's not talked to a single farmer or rancher, a single landowner on the border. She hasn't had any talks with any of our border agents down there. We've got an idiot in charge of the border. DHS Secretary Mayorkas, who's a complete tool, and then Joe Biden to pile on to everything that you and I have said. Dear God in heaven, why are our sovereign border, why is our sovereign border being breached to the tune of 2 million people in a year? And by the way, President Zelensky of Ukraine, their border has been breached by possibly 100, maybe 160,000 Russian troops. His approval rating is 91%. Joe Biden is like, I've let 1 million people into our country, and my approval rating is at 37%. What gives? What gives? I've been letting people in left and right. If this works for Zelensky, why didn't it work for me? Well, because Zelensky has the best interests of his countrymen and women and trans and whatever at heart, and Joe Biden does not. Here's the ultimate insult to injury. Last night, Joe Biden, I guess he apparently thought that maybe the mainstream media would just carry his water and forget, oh yeah, he's been a hawk on the border since he got into office, but here's what he said.
Folks, if we're to advance liberty and justice, we need to secure our border and fix the immigration system.
And all the Democrats are clapping all of a sudden, even though they have not supported having a strong border. They've not said D word for Richard about it while we've been shouting high into the heavens what an enormous danger this is to our country to just allow a wholesale entrance into our country of people who are coming here illegally. There is a way to become a part of the greatest engine of individual economic freedom in the history of mankind. Dear God in heaven, there's no other country in the world that allows this sort of insurgency. You want to get insurgency. There was no insurgency on January the 6th, by the way, but there is coming in our southern border. The United States government and Joe Biden and Democrats and the mainstream media and big social media have said nothing about people coming into this country, not being tested for the most deadly virus in the history of mankind, not being required to have a COVID passport, and being released wholesale into the country. And then we kind of wonder, where did Omicron come from? I don't know. It must have just come. Maybe somebody in New York was eating some bat soup. I don't know. But honestly, it is absolutely absurd and ridiculous. Now, on a little lighter note, here's a little highlight reel of Joe Biden's state of confusion last night. And please remind yourself approximately every 5 to 7 seconds that this man is the president of the United States.
Time to see the what used to be called the Rust Belt become
he's the president of the United States. I'm not going to say this every time, but I just want to tell you, that's when you should start to say, this guy's the president of the United States?
Home of a significant resurgence of manufacturing. Putin may circle Kyiv with tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people. He'll never extinguish their preventing Russia's central bank from defending the Russian ruble.
Habla.
Pound of Ukrainian people. Proud people, pound for pound. There's simply nothing beyond our capacity. Increasing the productive capacity of our economy. I call it...
We've got to watch out for our economy.
Building a better America. We won't stop. Because you can't build a wall high enough to keep out a vaccine. The vaccine can stop the spread of these diseases. As one people, one America, the United States of America. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you. Go get him.
Okay, so that's the big line of the night everybody's curious about. Go get him. Go get him at the end of the speech. What the hell? Who is he talking about? Go get who? I'll go get Donald Trump and let him become the president. How's that? Let's go get Donald Trump and install him as the president of the United States.
Thank you. Go get him.
Here's Andrea Mitchell, I believe, in NBC News talking about the line, go get him or go get them or whatever he said.
I also think there was a strange moment at the end where he said, go get him. That was audible to the audience. And we're not quite sure what he means. I think he's talking about Vladimir.
Oh, wait a minute. That was the only line that you said. What does he mean?
Putin and the bad guys over there. But it was an ad lib that kind of.
Yeah, normally his clothes are God bless
and that was
soldiers.
Yeah, but he said, go get him. Wow. Honestly, just wow. It is remarkable. You know, every time that you. You think that maybe the swamp doesn't exist autonomously and the swamp really cares about you and me and all that stuff. And then you watch these buffoons, these jerkweeds who have, made us suffer through our economy with COVID restrictions, made your kids wear stupid masks and all this. And then the ultimate slap in the face is that last night, just in time for the State of the Union, old Nan and Joe Biden, even though he got off his helicopter on Monday, walked alone, stiff-armed into the Capitol, and wore a mask all the way up to his eyeballs, right below his pupils, I think. And, you know, he looked like, that cartoon character on Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids that, you know, had the turtleneck. You know, that kind of thing going on there. Pulled all the way up there. And then, oddly enough, this is what he said about those of us who would not wear masks not too long ago. We were a bunch of knuckle-dragging Neanderthals.
I hope everybody's realized by now these masks make a difference. We are on the cusp of being able to fundamentally change the nature of this disease.
Now, this is an idiot talking through a cloth sheath, which, by the way, I've got some information. They've always been a joke.
Because of the way in which we're able to get vaccines in people's arms, we've been able to move that all the way up to the end of May to have enough for every American, to get every adult American to get a shot.
Sure.
And the last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it.
There you go. So you're a bunch of knuckle-dragging Neanderthals.
Neanderthal thinking that in the meantime, everything's fine. Take off your mask. Forget it.
Uh-huh. There you go. So who are the Neanderthals now? Who are the Neanderthals now? By the way, the New York Times editorial board declared this week that it was the right time to end all school mask mandates, right before Joe Biden's address, right before Congress said, we don't need you, you know, you don't need to wear masks tonight and all that stuff. So, yeah, the New York Times is now saying, oh, yeah, that mask stuff, come on, no, he was all, you know, I mean, it worked, it did everything right, it was just perfect and everything and all that. And here he is trying to aggrandize this glorious capital and all of the wretched, villainous scum inside of it.
We've gathered in this sacred space.
Oh, it's sacred.
A citadel of democracy.
Yeah.
In this capital.
Yeah, where in an elevator I felt out an intern in 1993. Sacred place.
Generation after generation of Americans have debated great questions, made great strife, and have done great things.
Yeah.
We fought for freedom.
Sure.
Expanded liberty.
Yeah.
Debated totalitarianism.
And now we're supporting all of those, actually, the opposite.
And terror. We built the strongest, freest, and most prosperous nation the world has ever known.
Now, I'm not thinking you did, sir.
Now is the hour. Our moment of responsibility. Our test of resolve and conscience of history itself.
Wow.
It is in this moment that our character of this generation is formed.
Wow, he's talking about character. That is just, I mean, it's just, it's priceless. I mean, it's, he's going to talk to us about character, this guy who's been having money funneled into his family to the tune of tens of millions of dollars, selling influence.
We should all agree the answer is not to defund the police. It's to fund the police.
Oh, so they changed the F-U word before the police to fund. Okay, so the other one, because it was another word just last the summer of 22. It was something the police. Now it's fund the police.
Fund them.
Fund the police. There you go. Fund the police. And here he is, about a year ago, talking about they needed to redirect money from the police.
Surplus military equipment for law enforcement. They don't need that. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. It's like the military invading. They don't know anybody. They become the enemy. They're supposed to be...
I know. That'd be like, I don't know, bringing a whole bunch of National Guard troops and armored vehicles into the nation's capital because a peaceful trucker's convoy is coming there. That's just nuts!
Protecting these people. So my generic point is that...
Do we agree that we can redirect some of the funding?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, there you go. We can redirect some of the funding away from police. Here's a Democrat, a montage of defunding the police, because that's what they love.
So we've been talking about defunding the police.
There's some issues that we ask police to do, like mental health issues or policing in schools and all the rest, that perhaps we can shuffle some of that money around.
Suck it up. Defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police.
That's Cori Bush. She's dumb as a box of rocks without the rocks.
Police. Mayor Eric Garcetti saying, take some of the money from police. Policing about $150 million.
I applaud Eric Garcetti.
Yeah, but last night is the ultimate insult to injury and the ultimate indignity on top of saying we need to enforce the border. Now he's saying we need to refund the police. Wow, he just thinks we're stupid. Let's go to Terry in Halethorpe, Maryland. Hello there, Terry, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show. Your thoughts.
Hey, Rob. I think that the editor of the teleprompter made a mistake, and at the end of the speech, he put on, let's go, or go get them. And Joe was not supposed to read that.
Yes, that's actually a good point. That makes sense that he would, because he's done that before. When you know, he's going to finish the speech, he goes, okay, now turn left and walk off the stage. And he goes ahead and says it. So
right,
maybe
that
maybe that's
that
what
was
they
instructions say. To his yeah. handlers to go yeah. get him off the stage.
Oh, there you go. Oh, bravo. You know what? That's fantastic. I hadn't thought of that, but that makes perfect sense. So the handlers see it and say, go get him. And Joe Biden says, go get him.
And still he hung around for about 10 minutes shaking hands after the speech instead of going.
Maybe it was to Jill Biden because he has to grab him by the elbow and the hand and lead him off the stage. All right, Terry.
Lead him on a leash.
That's brilliant, man. That is absolutely brilliant. I love it. I love you guys. You're fantastic. Let's go to Liz in Bridgeville, Delaware. A lot of calls from Delaware today. Hello, Liz, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show.
Good morning, Rob. Hey, I have a solution for Cori Bush for defunding the police.
Yeah.
She should tell her constituents, don't call 911.
Yes, 100%.
Right?
Seriously, that makes perfect sense. Because if you want to defund the police, you should not support the police. And if you voted for Cori Bush, you should not call 911, no matter what.
Exactly. And then the other thing, if I may, I can't understand, maybe you can explain to me, if you need a barrel of oil, why would you extract it and refine it from Russia instead of the United States? If you're concerned about emissions and pollution entering the global atmosphere, there's less emissions associated with American production than Russian production, plus it's the shipping over the ocean to get to America. So if the Greenies are really concerned about emissions, you go with the American oil, if given that you need a barrel of oil, right? I don't get it.
Well, it's all about hating America. It's all about us, people wanting us to be energy dependent on others. And it's all about this idiotic green agenda, which is a joke, Liz. That's what it's about. It makes about as much sense as, you know, Democrats preaching masks and not wearing them, or preaching lockdowns and not living by them. It's all nonsense. Everything they spew is nonsense. And I just hope and pray that we can get to a point where we can depose through the ballot box all these morons in Washington, D.C. Let's go to Paul in Bel Air, Maryland. Hello, Paul, and welcome to the Rob Carson Show. Your thoughts, sir?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Glorious.
I just want to say the same thing the other guy said. When he says go get them, I think in the beginning he got the speeches confused. It looked like which one went to Camilla and which one went to Pelosi and him. And I thought at the bottom it said, go get him, meant for Camilla to go get him and guide him off the stage.
Yeah, they were going to put get him the hell off the stage, but could you imagine Biden saying that?
Exactly. By the way, up there in Bel Air, diesel fuel is $4.19 a gallon now.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I hate to tell you this. It's going to be $7.
I know. It's crazy.
It's going to go through the ceiling, bro. You have no idea. Paul, thank you. I appreciate it. I had mentioned this because Joe Biden suddenly wanted business owners. He's gonna make the cost of daycare go down. He's going to make the cost of everything go down. I had mentioned this Job Creators Network meeting, and a guy who owns, literally his name is Guy Birkenbeil, who owns a chemical company in Pennsylvania, says, as a business owner, we've always had problems that we've had to overcome during our 25 years in business, but I have never gone through a period of time where we've had to face so many issues that were negatively impacting our business. Now, Joe Biden's going to blame this on COVID, but it's not. It's policy. The cost of some materials needed to make products has gone up by 600%. The price of electricity, Birkenbeil says, we use a lot of electricity. We've seen our electrical rates go up approximately 20% at Guy Chemical over the last year. We're paying about $15,000 a month. And Joe Biden thinks that by just issuing the directive, and as, what was it, in the second version of the Star Wars, make it so, and Americans are like, we can't, you see, because market dictates the price of goods and services. Hey, guys, Rob Carson for Gold Co. I got a warning for you, in case you haven't figured it out already. Inflation and tax hikes are Biden's only way out of a nearly $30 trillion debt. Yeah. So if you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, 401k, or savings, your money is at risk. They're looking at it. The federal government is looking at your 401k, your retirement, licking their chops. Go to retirewithnewsmax.com. Get your free IRS loophole kit. That's right. Go to retirewithnewsmax.com. My friends at Gold Co. will give you up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Gold Co. has helped thousands of Americans protect their retirement against inflation and tax hikes. So what are you waiting for? Do this today if you get some time, okay? Go to retirewithnewsmax.com. That's retirewithnewsmax.com. Go get him. Listen, he said, go get
him.
Okay, didn't that sound like go get him? Hear it one more time, and then I'll explain.
Go get him.
Go get him. Now, what my listeners are saying is that he read the quiet part out loud. Now, he's done this before. He's read notes that others who are handling him have put up there. And so my listener said last hour that there was a note at the end of the speech for his handlers to go get him. Go get him. Speech is over. Is it out of the realm of possibility? I don't know. You decide.
Time to see the what used to be called the Rust Belt become the home of a significant resurgence of manufacturing. Putin may circle Kyiv with tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people.
Yeah, I don't see how that could come out of his mouth, to be quite honest, because he's such an embarrassment. I just honestly, wow, just an embarrassment. Oh yeah, and AOC was very upset yesterday, joining the chorus of people criticizing the social distancing rules imposed by Democrat leadership for the State of the Union address on Tuesday. She said, if leadership decided masks now are optional at State of the Union, then how are they requiring social distancing to the extent of excluding press? That doesn't make any sense. Well, AOC, neither does most of the things you say. And most of the things that are spewed by the Democrat Party, they don't make sense. By the way, initially, the guidance from the sergeant-at-arms of the U.S. Senate from the U.S. Capitol's attending physician said all members of Congress could attend the speech. They'd have to wear an N95 mask and have a PCR test within one day of the event. They decided that was too much of a visual, and because Americans are crying BS on all of this, that they wanted to act like they, oh, yeah, we've been down with this all along. Joe Biden last night talked about driving down the cost of everything, and Amazon actually has a good idea. They're just getting rid of cashiers at grocery stores altogether. Yeah, Amazon has just opened its Whole Foods store featuring the company's Just Walk Out cashierless technology, which is already, by the way, in effect at CVS and Walgreens in San Francisco and New York and L.A. You just walk in and you walk out without paying. They're actually just stealing. But they got a new store in Washington, D.C.'s Glover Park neighborhood. You just go in there, and the cashierless grocery items, you just grab them, and you walk right out the door because you got some sort of a chip in your phone or whatever, and you don't need to have a cashier. So there you go. There you go. You got a couple jobs out of the way, and you could just walk right out. So, and the price, I'm sure, will go down at Whole Foods, you know, and you could buy that hummus that, you know, normally you can't afford. Couple more sound bites from Joe Biden. Here is Joe Biden last night. He had to touch on everything. This sounds weird, but he decided to touch on LGBTQ people and say that there's some sort of attack on LGBTQ people when states around the country with Republican leaders just don't want men, born as men, to beat the snot out of their daughters in sports.
Any precedent for half a century is under attack as never before. If you want to go forward, not backwards, we must protect access to health care, preserve a woman's right to choose, and continue to advance maternal health care for all Americans.
There's your laundry list of crap that he's never bothered to fix. Except for the whole abortion thing. You guys did a great job with that, to the tune of like 60 million babies. Good job, Democrats.
And folks, for our LGBTQ plus Americans, let's finally get the Bipartisan Equality Act to my desk. The onslaught of state laws targeting transgender Americans and their families. It's simply wrong.
And that, my friends, is a gigantic stinking lie. Because the only thing that's passing in legislatures around the country are to prevent athletes born as men from beating the snot out of their daughters at sports. There you go. Oh, and then, of course, there's the curing of the cancer. He's going to cure the cancer.
Last, let's end cancer as we know it.
You know, honestly, I hadn't thought of it. I'm sitting here, and, you know, my dad died of cancer in 1994. And, you know, I had a lot of friends and family die of cancer. And I'm like, why don't we just end it as we know it? Joe Biden says all we got to do is just end it as we know it.
This is personal to me and to Jill and to Kamala. And so many of you.
Yeah, us too. Yeah.
So
cancer.
Many of you have lost someone you love. Husband, wife, son, daughter, mom,
yeah,
dad.
Yes.
Cancer is the number two cause of death in America, second only to heart disease.
Well, let's cure the heart disease thing then.
Last month, I announced the plan to supercharge the cancer moonshot that President Obama asked me to lead 6 years ago.
And you failed at.
Our goal is to cut cancer death rates by at least 50% over the next 25.
You know, I did a lot of work for Children's National Medical Center and Children's Miracle Network, and they cure a lot of cancer and St. Jude's and all that stuff. And oddly enough, they've been fighting that cancer thing for a very long time. and your revelation last night and your attempt to capitalize on it by saying that somehow you were going to cure cancer and hope that the American media would carry your water and that because you said it, it meant something is nonsense. Because, you know, regardless of what you say, you giant bloviating nonsensical, I'm not going to go any further. Just by you saying it, it does not mean it's going to happen. And none of us feel like you have the capability within you to make it happen. And honestly, if the news media just did a little bit of research, they'd see you did nothing as the moonshot to cure cancer during Obama's administration, or your lousy charity to prevent cancer after you left the vice presidency, where all of the money went to very, very inflated salaries, sometimes doubling or tripling in the first year serving. All a bunch of people, a bunch of lobbyists, and not one dime went to research. Yeah, I believe you. Wake up. It looks like some voter fraud has been exposed in Wisconsin with 91 nursing homes having voter turnout, with most of the residents infirmed in some way, shape, or form. 91 nursing homes, almost 100% voting in the last election. We actually have some audio of some of these nursing home residents on death's door with their family sitting next going, yeah, I don't know how she voted in 2020 because she doesn't even know who I am. So that's coming up. It's pretty breathtaking stuff, and I think it's the beginning of an avalanche of material that until now has been misinformation or disinformation and all that stuff. But joining me on the Newsmax hotline is talk show host, a business entrepreneur, radio station owner. What else? I mean, there's a bunch of things I could say about John Fredericks, but he joins us on the Newsmax hotline right now. Hello, sir. How are you today?
Hey, it's great to be on the Rob Carson Show. Rob, you're rocking it. Everywhere we put you, ratings go up. You've got an enormous following.
Well, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. Can I ask you this before we make the big announcement? And I have an idea. I know why people are checking out this show versus, you know, some of the other shows that have become a little more high profile since the passing of the greatest talk show host in the history of mankind. But what sort of feedback are you getting from your listeners on your different radio stations with regard to the momentum of the show and why people are finding this as an alternative to so many others?
You're insightful. You're prepared. You're on target. You're on point, you're entertaining, and you're funny. That's really the combo. And a lot of people really love when you run the clips and then interject your commentary in them. Look, I mean, you were running comedy on the Limbaugh show for years, so you've got that element. And a lot of times, you know, with all this stuff going on, you want a little levity. I mean, we get enough seriousness from the fake news every day. You're very serious. You're very prepared. You're timely, but you're also entertaining. You also make me laugh, and I think that's what people are looking for. I mean, the host that you compete with in the middle of the day, quite frankly, they're a bore, and so you're a lot more fun, and you're a lot more lively, and you got high energy, and so I think that's why you're driving the numbers.
Well, let me just ask my producer to isolate that soundbite so I can listen to it every night before I go to bed. second of all, I know that, John, you've got some big news with regard to another affiliate with a great deal of reach that's going to reach a lot of people. Why don't you share the big news with everyone?
Well, listen, we're really excited that the John Fredericks Media Network has made another acquisition of a radio cluster, this one in greater Philadelphia. We just closed on WVCH radio. That's AM 740. What is really exciting about this, Rob, is that this really gives the people from Philadelphia, all the surrounding Philadelphia suburbs, because we're right in the middle of the dial.
Yeah.
So we've got that. It also gets from Wilmington to Dover. So Joe Biden can tune us in when he's going home on the weekends or Tuesday night or whenever the hell he goes home and eats his pavlova and his smashed peas or whatever he does.
Yes, yes.
So he can listen to us there. We also have a huge presence in South Jersey.
Wow.
We get from Atlantic City all the way to basically Freehold, New Jersey, and then down through Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's a massive three-network signal. But the best thing about it is starting tomorrow at 12 p.m., guess who's on the radio in Philadelphia?
Hello!
It's the Carson Show, baby!
I think that's
the best news.
That is fantastic. Let me ask you this, John, because I was talking to someone, a fellow talk show host the other day, and we were talking about some of the big media corporations and owners and whatnot. And with the passing of Rush Limbaugh, and I said this, I said that one of the big mistakes, nothing against corporate radio, they're making a living, they're, you know, trying to decide their revenue streams and whatnot. But I said that a lot of people in corporate radio want to forget he ever lived. That he ever lived. And I think part of that is because they know that nothing will ever be able to match the phenomenon of Rush Limbaugh. And then I got to talking to this person a little bit more and said that some of these network types are talking about just saying, you know, well, maybe we just let conservative talk radio die on the vine. And I hate to tell you this, that ain't going to happen. It's certainly not going to happen with the audience. I just think it takes a new approach to the audience. I think it takes a fresh approach to the audience. And I think it's going to have to be, if conservative talk radio continues to just be a drumbeat and just a desk pound, then I could see. But it's never going to go away as much as those on the left would like it to go away. Your thoughts, John, on the future of conservative talk radio?
Listen, I am really bullish about the future. It's not any more conservative talk radio. It's simply telling the truth. And there, guess what? We have found that
That's
there
true.
Is a huge market in America for telling the truth.
Yes.
And giving you facts and breaking the fake news. Look, there's 17 independent news talk conservative radio companies left in America. 17. After this acquisition we made, we're number four of those 17. We're going to continue to grow. And what we compete with is just what you said. The corporate suits that run these companies that were never in the business, that are not in the trenches, that don't talk to people, they don't talk to listeners, they have no idea what's going on, they sit on conference calls all day, they do emails, they sit on Zoom, they have meetings, they look at budgets, they don't even understand the advertisers, right? And then they look at ratings and they got the agency buzz, right? That's the world that we compete in. I love to compete in that world. We're independent. We're very nimble. We're quick. We don't have conference calls. We don't have Zoom. My wife, Ann, is the CEO. She runs the company. You need a decision made, Rob. She'll make it in 5 minutes, one way or the other. Done. You move on. This is why you're such a great fit for our company, because that's the attitude you have to have. Look, this is a street fight for truth. And as long as we can bring the truth and some entertainment to the audience, and we're battling the fake news, we're going to continue to grow and we're going to continue to be successful. Because when you turn in all of these network, ABC, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, they're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You can almost turn them on and you can predict what they're going to say. If you've watched 5 minutes of one show, you can predict all the others because they say the same thing. And then you have our network, where you've got John Fredrickson that morning, you've got Steve Bannon War Room, you've got Rob Carson, you've got a different perspective. And we're digging down and we're giving our audience the truth and some entertaining as well. And we're bringing you the facts that no one else does. That's why there's a continual market for us, because people simply want to hear facts and information. And if you want to follow the science, follow us, because we're actually giving you the real science.
I've said that dissent is not disinformation. And I think that there is a lot of people, they are just sick and tired of being told that they're wrong, that if they think outside the box, outside of the party line, outside of mainstream media, outside of big social media, if they think outside, they'll be declared some sort of a charlatan, some sort of a conspiracy theorist and whatnot. I've never played that game. My goal every day is to come in here. I don't lie about stuff. I don't twist facts. I come in and I do my research and I present it. I'm not here to BS anybody. But I'm going to tell you right now, my voice and your voice and Steve Bannon's voice are among the many that are saying nonsense. And we are the ones who are fighting back. We are the ones who've said to Facebook and Twitter, if you're going to ban us, then to hell with you. We'll find another outlet. But I get a lot of people, they'll call me, they'll tell me, the reason why I love your show is you tell the truth. You tell the truth. Even people on the left can acknowledge that. Even some people on the left, like, for instance, a lot of liberals in Fairfax and Loudoun County, Virginia, they are very liberal, but they don't like CRT. They know what a dreadful, dreadful idea it is, and they caused a governor and a lieutenant governor and an attorney general to be voted into office in the last election. So it's not, you're right, it's not necessarily about conservative, it's about truth, John, and I think that's a brilliant point you just made there.
Rob, the truth will set you free. That's why we're going to continue to grow. And, you know, the model we have is we have a proprietary network, which Rob Carson show is in that. You're a big piece of our success. We love what you do. We love the relationship we have. We're going to continue to grow, and the Rob Carson show is going to continue to grow. And wait till they get a load of you in Philadelphia. I can't wait for tomorrow at noon.
All right, very good. So for those who just tuned in, tell us again, tomorrow the new affiliate signing on in Philadelphia. Go ahead.
WJFP. We changed the call letters. WJFP. And it's going to be heard AM 740.
Gotcha.
103.3 FM, depending on where you are.
Yep.
That's mainly downtown Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And then in New Jersey, 95.3 FM, and you get basically southern New Jersey, Atlantic City, all the way up to Freehold and up the infamous New Jersey Turnpike.
There you go. All right. John, it means a whole lot to know that you have faith in the radio program, and thank you for being a big supporter. And let's make some radio history, shall we? Let's do that with this great audience across the country. Let's make radio history.
Don't remember when you come out at noon tomorrow to give all our new Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Delaware listeners a shout-out.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the Newsmax Daily with Rob Carson. Check your cable guide or NewsmaxTV.com or watch free on YouTube, Roku, Apple, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and your smart TV. Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Check NewsmaxTV.com for details.